101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
You are now listening to Pure Phase Radio featuring the Dill and Tom Flood on C101.5, The Hawk.
Hey, Pure Phase Radio peeps, we're back for another show. I have a special guest with me, a Hamilton-based songwriter, Daniel Munkman. He's been in bands before, but he's now reinvented himself as Zune and coined a brand new genre describing his music, moccasin gaze, which I think is equally hilarious as fitting. Dan, hi, how are you?
Hi, hey, Dylan. I'm doing great.
Congrats on your new record. It's number one on the charts and earshot all across Canada.
Yep.
It's very dense. It's full of, it's equally parts exciting as transcendental and transportational to me. I love it. Can you tell me about the record? Bleached Waves, it's called.
Yeah, it's, I just found out today that it's week number four on the national top 50, which was, it's pretty exciting. I created this album, you know, just kind of as a last, I didn't know if I was going to put out music again. And so this was kind of like my last attempt as to leave like a statement. And, you know, I'm like blown away about just, you know, the response about it. And, you know, it's a very sensitive album. And I'm just really excited that people put it out or that people like it.
Mm-hmm. You had a bit of some struggles with addiction before the album. Can you tell us about the process of getting clean and how that helped you make it?
Yeah. So I left the music industry in 2011 is when I left. And, before that, I was going through, you know, I was heavily into alcoholism and taking prescription pills and, you know, opiates. And yeah, I came to just a really critical time in my life where I had to either make a decision to change my life drastically or keep doing what I was doing and probably end up dead, which a lot of my peers had passed away from drug overdoses. So in 2011, I stopped doing music. I told my mom that, you know, I don't think I can be in bars and I just can't be around all the people who continue to use drugs and that I needed to basically just get away from all of my supports and all the people who enabled me. And so I moved to Vancouver to take part in a rehabilitation center called Together We Can. And it was there that I was basically forced to do a type of therapy called exposure therapy, where you you're never alone, and you're always writing down all your problems, and basically just confronting all your traumas, you know. And there was like no way basically out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I was near depleted all of my emotional, you know, levels internally, and my family was, you know, my family had already cut me off, but when I made the decision to go myself, but it was there where I really tapped into who I was as an individual, because I relied on substances because I didn't know who I was, and it was really confusing. You know, people treated me differently because I was First Nations in my small town. They didn't really put up with First Nations people trying to voice their opinions.
You are now listening to
So I found it hard to express myself.
Featuring the Dill,
you know, just
and
like
Tom
a
flood,
like a bottle of Coke, you know, that you just
five. Enjoy.
Up, you know, and just kind of like explode, you know, and that's kind of how it felt going through the exposure therapy. It was like I was like this shaken up bottle of Coke that was just ready to you know, explode with emotions, and that's kind of how Bleached Waves was formulated. And that's where I put it into that's where I kind of drew the concepts of it. But the music itself, the instrumentations, didn't start until I was living in Hamilton. And during my first year of living there, I kept going to different studios. I even tried to record with Dan. And I just, you know, I just felt like that anytime I worked with someone, I would just start feeling like their energy going, being put into my storytelling. And I just felt like I needed to do it by myself. So I stopped working with some of the some producers in Hamilton and took the project on myself. Yeah, so I just combined it, all the poetry and stuff that I learned from the rehab center, because they forced you to write down all your thoughts all day. And then I took those thoughts and transposed them into, you know, guitar chords or reversed reverb swells. Yeah, and then Bleach Waves, you know, it was completed a while ago, but it took a while for it to finally get released.
Well, let's listen to some Zune right now off the new album Bleached Waves, and we'll be right back on Pure Phase Radio.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so hey, we're back with Hamilton artist Zune. Thanks for listening to Pure Phase. We're here every Monday, 8 to 10 on Mohawk Radio 101.5. Dan, we have two mutual friends in Jimmy Hayes and Dan Edmonds, both who play on my record, as a matter of fact. How'd you get linked up with them, and what have they done to change your life path?
Yeah, so I met Jimmy and Dan at a isolation camp outside of Ontario. And I think it was like 2010. It might have been 2010, summer of 2010. And I went in with two of my friends from Winnipeg because I'm originally from Selkirk, Manitoba. And yeah, our first night at this camp, I just remember walking around the campsite, and I came across these like two really weird dudes. And I knew right away, like, I was like, okay, here's the weirdos, you know, this is kind of like this is my place. And I'll be honest, like when I first sat down with them, they were just like, you know, complete rounders. And I thought they were too weird. I was just like, man, there's something odd about those guys. And then we were teamed up to be on the same crew, and we just started talking, and then we started jamming and playing guitar. And I was this was like day number four, you know, all of a sudden we had just become like really, really, really close friends. And then our friendship just kind of grew even more and just like solidified throughout that first season. And throughout the season, Jimmy and Dana would always be like, yo, Monk, you got to move down to Steeltown. And I always kept being like, oh yeah, like next year, or after the season, I'll come move down, man, because I'm looking for a new place to live down. And this went on for many, many years until Jimmy and Dan finally just kind of stopped asking me. I was living in Calgary because I had given up music basically when I met them, and so I started my spiritual journey going across Turtle Island, and I, on like year number six, I just kind of had given up that I was going to be doing music again. And then I was living in Calgary trying to get a career at rod busting. And I had all these songs because I didn't stop writing music. I just stopped performing and basically recording, but I kept writing music. I had tons and tons of material. And finally, one of the last times, I had sent some music to Dan Edmonds, and I was just like, hey, I have these songs. I want like people to sing them. And he was just like, well, Monk, like, why don't you just like come out here and we'll just make a record. So then the next week after that, I packed up all my stuff and, you know, I just split the city, and Dan and Jimmy were kind of, you know, they helped me out a lot. Jimmy played in my first kind of lineup when I got to Hamilton. Because I didn't really know any musicians, but I used Dan's name as like a kind of a celebrity thing. I was like, oh yeah, like my buddy Dan Edmonds, and everyone's like, oh yeah, we love Dan. They're like, yeah, we'll have you play the show. And so in a way, like they were always just really supportive. And then when I got to Hamilton, they opened me up to a lot of different opportunities. And
and that's, we all need that. We all need like cheerleaders and people to. You know, it's when you're at these crossroads, you don't know, sometimes you don't know why you're, you know, what way to go. And we're all, I always consider us as products of our former decisions, right? So we're the accumulation of all those decisions is the life you've carved out. And now you're here, right? So it's neat to see who the people are that kind of brought you in. And you still live in Hamilton, right? You're just in Manitoba. Yeah.
Yeah. It was my friend's memorial. So I'm out here for, I don't even know how long, probably just a month, but yeah, I still have my apartment in on the East Ave in Hamilton.
Nice. Dan has just written me, Dan Edmonds, as we were chatting, and his question for you is, will there ever be a Blisters reunion?
Yes.
All right. That's good. Yeah, nice and simple. Eventually, yes. Let's listen to some more Zune on Pure Phase Radio, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. This is the Dill here on Pure Phase, and I have Daniel Monkman with me right now. We're listening to the radio right now, but Daniel and I are zooming with Zoom. You're listening to Zoom on Zoom, but I have a visual background. That's your album. It's your album cover.
Yeah.
So how do the colors play into this?
I collaborated with my partner. She painted it, and but it started off as just a selfie that I had taken on a walk. The reason why I chose to do a selfie in front of the sun is because in Native American mythology is the sun plays a big role as a portal where our ancestors welcome us into the spirit world. The picture was too pixelated because I just took it off of a phone. So the label wanted something more high res. So Danielle had painted it. But the idea behind it is not so much mind control, but it plays into the theme of the album. You know, just kind of the album ends on "Help Me Understand," and "Help Me Understand" is a story about a protagonist who you know, is in such a beautiful, well-developed city like Vancouver, but the protagonist is a First Nations person who has kind of fallen through the cracks of society and is now on their last kind of moments of life, and the sun, they look up to the sun, and they see that it has opened up into a portal, and their ancestors kind of welcome them into it. And that's a pretty common story with First Nations people. So I put it in so people you know, learn a little bit about my history.
Yeah, I like it. That kind of makes sense. And maybe the protagonist is close to or thinking about leaving Turtle Island, right? So it might be part of that kind of foreshadowing. My co-host Tom Flood sent me a message, Dan. He says, if you love My Bloody Valentine's Loveless as much as I do, you should grab one of these sweet masks for COVID. It's just another way to stay connected to one of the great records. And he has.
Nice.
That's nice, eh?
That's rad, man. That's so rad. I was thinking about that.
So there you go. That was his message and connection to you. Tell me what you're listening to right now. Tell me what's on your phone, what you've been jukeboxing.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of different music, but just a lot of old Syd Barrett. I don't really listen to a whole lot of new music, but I listen to a lot of old stuff like Panda Bear. I'm really digging his 2010 album called Tomboy, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deer Hunter, No Joy. No Joy is a new band that I am going to be collaborating with on one of my new songs. And I've fallen in love with at least their new singles that they've just put out. I think their new album comes out August 10th. And, you know, just Brian Wilson, Smiley Smile, The Smile Sessions, and Nick Drake, Briar Later, I love a lot. Those are like kind of my, I'm listening to a lot of that music right now because I'm creating an album that's all like orchestra based.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very prolific, Mr. Monk. Okay, so that's great. I'll play some. I love Deer Hunter and Panda Bear as well, and for sure some Syd Barrett. I'm not very familiar. Okay, well that's great. Yeah, I'm excited to hear all this stuff, and excited about the future of Zoom. It's Miigwech. Thank you for coming to this interview, and thanks for being on Pure Phase. And hope to see you at a show in the future if shows ever happen again.
Yeah, who knows? I waited 10 years to put out a record and then COVID happens.
I know, isn't that the way?
Yeah, but it actually has been really good considered. Thank you so much for having me, Dylan.
No problem. That was a pleasure and nice and easygoing, organic interview. It's the way I like it. So, well, thanks for have an awesome rest of your summer.
All right, man. It was so nice talking to you, Dylan. Have a nice day.
Yeah, let's talk soon. See ya.
See you, man.
Thank you. was giving him such misery. God said, idiot, you created me. Jim started crying hysterically. A bad moon or a golden dawn. We gotta keep it.
soon.
You are now listening to Pure Phase Radio, featuring The Dill and Tom Flood on C101.5. Enjoy.
You are listening to Pure Phase Radio on 101.5 FM, The Hawk. And I am Tom Flood, and I will be putting on music for you for the next hour. Enjoy.